But we have an old friend of yours, George, that wanted to say hi this morning. Let's open the door and welcome your old swim coach to the program. This is Marge Schimdidler.
Hi, George.
Can I just set the record straight? I never met this woman until, like, last spring.
Oh, you remember me?
She says that she coached you in high school.
I coached you in swimming. I look a bit different now, of course.
I didn't swim in high school.
I don't know that the years have been too good for me. Yeah.
Well, you don't look too bad today, Marge.
Well, I know that George doesn't like visiting with me all the time.
I don't mind visiting with you. I would just like to talk about something besides my fake swimming career with you.
This boy looks so good in a Speedo. I can't lie about
it. She's never seen me
in
a Speedo.
You know, I now know that they frown upon the teacher and student thing.
Well,
back
they always
then, they didn't have that.
What do you mean they didn't have that? Of course they did.
I know you're still upset that George wouldn't help you get to the Olympics last year.
I wanted so badly to go back to the Olympics and finally win the gold. You were my best hope.
No, I never was.
I know that a lot of times I come in here, George, and you think that it's depressing.
Kind of, yeah, when you just talk about your medical problems.
But this time I have nothing but good news.
All right.
Nothing but good news, George.
Okay.
First bit of good news. Doctors think they can reattach my legs. I'm very excited.
Reattach
this is such
your legs.
Good news. Well, for the past 6 months, I've been kangarooing around like Oscar Pistorius. I've been hopping from dialysis center to dialysis center.
I didn't know they could reattach the legs this far after the fact.
They've been on ice at Medical City.
Unbelievable.
It's good news, George, so I may get my own legs back.
We
Why can't you be happy for me?
Okay, I'm happy for you.
In other good news, my seeing eye dog learned to shake hands.
Okay. Well, first of all, I didn't know you were blind, and who cares whether the dog can shake hands?
It's so cute he can shake hands. At least it feels cute.
So you can't see us?
Well, I can only see blurry light patches, but the vision's slowly coming back. I got hit in the head by a wrecking ball in downtown.
Now, nobody survives that.
Should have killed you.
They were tearing down an old building, and I was wheeling down the sidewalk, and I didn't see I was in a demolition zone.
Oh. Hard-hat area.
That thing hit me full bore.
Jeez.
So,
it's not out for a week. More like Dave Campo by the day.
But this, this is sounding good. You're getting your legs back, and your eyesight's coming back.
My vision's returning. My seeing eye dog can shake paws. In other good news, the doctors think they found a heart donor.
You need
a heart transplant?
Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped about that. Get
okay,
it? You and I always love to laugh, George.
I don't remember
you
that.
Always
I don't
had
remember
such a
you.
Good sense of humor in your Speedo.
Oh.
You're so precious to me, George.
Oh, that's
so
sweet,
precious.
Yeah.
If I could get over towards you, I would kiss you on the cheek.
Well, that's not necessary.
So I'm so happy that things are going well for me, too, now.
Yeah,
I know. Good. I know you things have been going well for you your whole life.
Well, you know.
It's amazing sometimes the difference. So yeah. Will you come to my graduation ceremony, George?
Your graduation ceremony?
Yeah, they're letting me out of the treatment program for the whole OxyContin thing that was from my scoliosis.
You graduate from that?
Graduation ceremony?
I'm talking way too much about myself, George. How are things with you? Are you still doing your Bird Dogs band?
Yeah, we're still doing that. It's going great.
Oh, I love that. I want to come see you sometime. You know, I've always wanted to play a musical instrument.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but after the accident when my hand got caught in the belt sander... I just don't think I have enough fingers anymore.
Yeah, well, you know...
Boy,
you know,
you
just play the iPad.
You are a tough old bird, Marge. You survived a lot, haven't you?
Do you still live in your big home in the country, George?
It's not that big.
Oh, I bet you it's beautiful. You've done very well for yourself.
Well, yeah, we've been very fortunate here.
I'm kind of a city girl now.
Are you?
But who knows? Maybe they'll build a shelter in the country sometime.
Yeah, sure enough, Marge.
Have you been nominated for any awards recently?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, actually, I think you have, George.
What has George been nominated for?
The Radio Personality of the Year.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wow. It's so wonderful that you just get nominated for award after award.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was just nominated for award, too.
What's that?
hardest worker in physical therapy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
good.
From
the 315 group.
Well, that's good.
I'd love to invite you to dinner sometime, George, to repay you.
You don't have to repay me for anything.
To me.
We really don't have a past. There's nothing really to repay.
I'll give you directions if you need them. Oh, maybe you already know. You know that bridge that goes over the creek by medieval times?
Yeah. That's great.
Come have dinner with me, George.
In medieval times?
No. In the bridge, under the bridge. It's not that bad. I know it sounds bad.
Yeah, it sounds
but
bad.
But it's home.
It's home to me. Well. All right, George, I'll leave you alone now. I'll just wait out there until you're finished and you get off the air. And then we can visit for a few hours.
No, it's okay.
Bye, George.
Bye, Marge. That's Marge.
What a sweet old woman. Oh, she's got a motorized wheelchair.
She's very sweet. I swear to you, though, I did not swim for her in high school.
I bet she was a great coach.
Well, I'm sure she was, but I know nothing about it.
She sounds very inspirational, I would think.
Yeah.